Two encouraging stories came out this week about Ukrainian families' experiences in moving to Norwich. The rising prices of fuel and food are beginning to hit many families in Norwich, and one school has set up its own food bank to feed hungry families. Another food bank at Milecross Road is reporting a tsunami of people needing help. Norfolk County Council is going to launch a new scheme to help disadvantaged people, but is still facing anger about the axing of holiday school meal vouchers. Here's Don with the first of two stories about Ukrainian arrivals in Norwich.
Ukrainian family have shared their joy after 3 days in Norwich. Mark Pawley, 61, finally welcomed a family of three from Kiev on Friday after weeks of effort to get them here. Marina Misiura, her mother Lidmila Misiura, and her six-year-old son called Brantford Road in N3 home. Speaking on behalf of her family, Marina said, "Mark did everything possible and impossible to get us here. It took Marina, her mother, Lidmila, and her six-year-old son 4 days to free Kiev, to outside Kiev, and from help from the Red Cross. They then made their passage to Norwich via Warsaw to Kent, where Mark picked them up and drove them up the final leg of their journey. We were in the atmosphere of war," Marina added. "I was afraid for my family, and it was difficult to keep yourself alert and organise yourself. Every day you receive disappointing news of what's going on." She added that once they had arrived in the UK, her mother felt they were in safe hands. But even though Marina and her family are overjoyed to call Norwich home, they long to return to Kiev.
Families who fled war-torn Ukraine have marked settling into a temporary new life in Norfolk with a special bank holiday get-together with volunteers who helped them to the UK. Four Ukrainians helped to the UK from Poland by scout leader Adam Hale Sutton in the Heatherset Primary School bus enjoyed that most British of Bank Holiday Monday activities, a barbecue under steely grey skies. Mr. Hale Sutton, who's 43, from Little Melton, near Norwich, spent 6 weeks leading mercy missions to deliver aid to the Ukrainian border and to help rescue refugees to safety after being deeply moved by their experiences. Among those he and fellow volunteers helped to Norfolk, despite lengthy delays in getting their UK visas, were mothers and sons Larissa and Bodan Bobor, 16, and Victoria and Mikita Lomakowski, aged 10.
A junior school in the city is making sure none of its pupils go home hungry, having launched its own on-site food bank. West Earlham Junior School in Scarnell Road is hoping that by having their own food bank, some of the stigmas around asking for help will be broken down. The school added it wants parents living on the breadline to feel that they have a place where they are truly supported. Deputy Head Dan Reynolds is behind the project, saying he wants the bank to feel more like a social supermarket than anything else. West Earlham is hoping to get a boost from the Tesco's community grant team, where the school has its own section in Norwich stores, where people can drop their blue tokens. If successful, the school could get a £1,500 grant to help set up and stock its bank. Hannah Worsley, Norwich Food Bank project manager, said that food aid and any model shouldn't need to exist at all. Back in December, charities and volunteers shared their fears that 2022 was set to be a year of financial hardship due to soaring living costs.
Chrissy Rumsby is involved in a food bank at the Phoenix Hub in Milecross Road. She has lost count of the number of people coming through their doors in the last week. "The phone hasn't stopped ringing," she said. "I'm totally devastated for the fact that people are in this position. People work and can't make ends meet. Those who are in power and can actually help don't realise the reality of it all. You wonder where all this will end. We're scratching our heads thinking, how can we cope with this? The worst is yet to even begin, and this is where we are. The number of people that contact us in desperation, it's a tsunami of people needing help.
A new £6.7 million scheme to help disadvantaged people in Norfolk will be launched. But anger still surrounds the axing of holiday school meal vouchers. Conservative-run Norfolk County Council has provided free school meal vouchers over holidays since 2020, but did not do so over Easter. Council leaders said that because government funding allocation for free school meals had ended, the council has got millions through the government's hardship fund, but leaders said that they'd had to be spent more wisely than just on children, so a new scheme would be set up. John Fisher, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, confirmed that the scheme will be launched on Friday, May the 6th. After free school meal vouchers were ended, the council suggested families in need contact the Norfolk Assistance Scheme or to get meals at events as part of the council's Big Norfolk Holiday Fund programme. Mr Fisher said that the council has received great initial feedback, but those with concerns should tell the authority, adding, there is a focus on ensuring all Big Norfolk Holiday Fund provision is inclusive and as accessible as possible, recognising some activities may not be accessible for some with certain needs due to the nature of the activity,